Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Week for Term 2 Staff podcast. I want to thank everybody for their work, particularly those who have needed to move classrooms. There's been a hell of a lot of work go in, including over a dozen skips worth of rubbish go to the tip. Huge amount of things to throw out after a collection of years, obviously, in those classrooms. I appreciate people's patience in that shifting. We'll continue to work right up to the 14th of June with that process as we relocate people into places in preparation for those classrooms being knocked over. The other thing that's happened this week is that you will have received some feedback around your PDP plan. So the process was that exec members have done this separate to line managers, and we're asking that if any updates need to be made to those plans that they get done in the next fortnight. We will be doing the 6-monthly reviews early term 3. And just some observations from my point of view, having listened to some of the comments by the people that did the reviewing, was that we need to be a lot more specific around the writing improvement goal that was requested for classroom staff. They tend to be, in some cases, very specific or sometimes even absent from the plan. So it was an expectation that you had a very specific writing goal around students improving. The second thing was that we needed to get some training for leaders who are running the foundation meetings, that they felt like they did not necessarily do as good a job as they possibly could in preparing the PDPs with staff. So that's something that we need to work on. And the third one was that the process needed to be done a hell of a lot earlier in the year. And I think there's been a range of reasons as to why there's been a delay, particularly with the term one that we had. But in review, certainly we needed to have given you feedback during the latter half of term one so that we could make any changes. So if you've got any work to do on your PDPs, please work with your line managers to get that done the next 2 weeks, and they'll go back to the exec member who read your plan just to cross-check that process. Moving forward over the coming weeks, I just wanted to give you an update around COVID-19. More information will be released by the CE regarding the lifting of restrictions in the next couple of weeks. This is going to relate to camps and excursions that are intrastate. At this point, there's no plans to open up interstate travel, so we'll just be looking at camps and excursion intrastate. There will also be with regard to visitors on site, including community mentors and allowing them on site, and then an expectation for all students to be at school and dropping away the online learning option that's currently in place. The other thing that's going to be happening statewide is that timelines will be released around the staff recruitment process during 2021 in preparation for Year 7 to high school in January 2022. That's going to be an important thing, particularly for primary-based staff who will be needing to look for work either through a process of merit selection or a placement process, and we'll have a much clearer idea as to what that looks like in the coming weeks. The next thing on my list is that the school will be moving into the decanting phases of the project as of the 15th of June, so that's less than a month away now. And during weeks 9 and 10 of this term, classrooms 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 15 and 16 will be decanted or bulldozed in generic terms, and then the rest of the buildings will be done during the school holidays, and that is because they have asbestos in them and we need to close the site for that. There's also going to be a temporary car park built up above aquaculture. For those of you who have been working at the site long enough, you will remember the district office up there, so it'll actually be on those foundations. That's going to be for tradespeople only, not for staff or students to park, so just be aware of that. That will be all flattened and a surface put in to make sure that it is waterproof and basically okay for the winter period. There will also be a base for the tradies set up just next to aquaculture with its own compound, and that'll be the lunchroom and toilet and cleaning facilities for all of the tradesmen. And at peak, we'll be looking at upwards of 65 tradies on site during the day, which will obviously be a significant increase in number of people on the site. The other thing to note is that as of the 14th of June, so the day before we hand the section of the school over to Mossett, the construction company, there will no longer be any student car parking provided. So that's actually a statewide thing, and we've been a little bit loose on that arrangement, but definitely from this point forward, no student parking will be available on school grounds. And we're going to need to devise a system of being able to identify staff car parks, staff cars, so that we can actually use the allotted car park for staff only. And that is not just during the redevelopment, that will be a permanent feature of the school moving forward. Obviously, we're going to need to do some advertising to parents and the students themselves about the fact that they need to park their cars elsewhere or don't bring them at all. And finally, last night I got attacked by a gang of mime artists. They did unspeakable things to me. Have a lovely week, everyone.